The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
The Chinese baddie diet, skinny talk, undereating, these are some of the worrying diet trends we're seeing online. But what impact is that having on people's health? Joining me now to discuss this is Sarah Keogh, registered dietitian. Good evening to you, Sarah. I'm not sure I even want you to explain these diets because people are so suggestible. But basically, skinny talk is back. The old bad old days of heroin chic in the 90s and all of that, it appears to be re-emerging.
It is. And I think what we see in terms of body shape is there's kind of fashion and trends in it, like there is with anything else. And I suppose the trend and fashion around body shape for the last few years is that, you know, people are supposed to have these great muscles. Now we're going to this kind of less healthy. And I think what we have to be careful of is that it doesn't matter what the trend is. If people are made to feel guilty and stressed because their body isn't matching the current popular kind of idea, it is an issue. But I think the skinny one is particularly harmful because it is, we do know that has such long-term negative effects on things like bone health, bone density, increasing risk of osteoporosis, plus driving people into more severe eating disorders. So it's a really worrying trend to see coming along.
Affects people's fertility and all kinds of things. You're quite right. I mean, I'm not immune to these things. And I noticed myself that sort of an athletic build was more popular of late than the skinny build that was around at different times in the past. But it did strike me that truthfully, both of them take an awful lot of work, and both of them involve people sort of working on the body. One person is in calorie deficit and starving themselves very possibly, but the other person is in and out of the gym like a yo-yo and lifting weights and doing everything. Is there ever going to come a time, Sarah, when we might just leave ourselves alone and stop tweaking ourselves and kind of driving ourselves to think that whatever shape we are isn't good enough?
I think it would be lovely. I don't see it on the horizon anytime soon, but I think there's a lot of factors with it. And we talk about social media a huge amount having that influence, and it absolutely does, but it has that influence in a vacuum. So, you know, if in the sense that, you know, if at home there isn't kind of a good attitude around food or a good attitude, and I mean a healthy one, I'm not saying that we all have to be like having spectacularly perfect diets, but, you know, I would be, you know, even myself in conversations and you're in somebody's house and say, oh, I've put on weight or I need to lose weight, and the children are there. And while they might not be directly listening to the conversation, they are hearing this constant body criticism. They are hearing parents going to a wedding and go, oh my God, see the size of auntie or uncle. Whatever, you know, there's this constant commentary and negative commentary on body weight. So we talk about social media, but the door is opened from how we talk about it at home and what's normal. And, you know, sometimes, you know, when I'd be talking to parents about it, it's not just maybe limiting and talking to children, boys as well as girls, about what's on social media, but actually thinking, how do you talk about people, their body shape, your own body shape, in front of children, actually has the very, very powerful effect on their self-esteem.
I often hear people talking about, oh, I was good this week, or I was bad this week. And like, what other aspect of your life would you talk about being good, or oh, I was very good? You know, it's almost like a religious thing. You know, I was good. And by good, they mean they didn't eat that much, or they didn't eat anything that might be treat related, or what have you. And when they're bad, it's because they had a square of chocolate or something.
And I absolutely hate this idea that there's bad foods and good foods. And, you know, we call them by different names at the moment. You know, if you call it ultra processed, it's the end of the world, you know. And, you know, we've all of these different ways to actually make ourselves wrong about actually enjoying perfectly nice food. And, you know, it is, of course, it's good for the body to get kind of good, nutritious foods in, but we don't all have to be thin. And people's bodies come in different shapes and sizes. There is no right or wrong. You know, some people are naturally thin. Those people are out there. They exist. And then you have some people who are naturally curvy, and they're okay too. You know, I'm seeing people trying to do 1200 calorie diets, and you're saying to adults, like, that is the calorie requirement of a 4-year-old, you know, and you're wondering why you're crabby and you're tired and you're not feeling great and your concentration at work has gone down. Like, I actually have to eat, you know, and I think we put ourselves under terrible pressure and actually harm ourselves hugely mentally as well as physically.
Completely. And I also know, say, when I was younger, if I was trying to lose weight, which I would have at many points in time, and if I did overeat, and not even overeat, I just didn't undereat, I would feel guilty about that. And that would drive me only in one direction, let me tell you, and that was towards the biscuit tin.
But that's a really common thing. And I would have seen it for years working with people who have been struggling, for example, with weight, is that if they had one, if they come in and had one packet of crisps, they'd be like, well, I've had one, I might as well eat the rest of the six pack. Whereas someone who doesn't think like that kind of goes, well, I had one packet of crisps and I am never going to think about it again.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that mental thinking is part of it as well. And, you know, I'm not talking about people who are really struggling with weight. And there's a lot of people who are using kind of the GLP-1 medications, which are brilliant for people who need them. They're just fantastic, life-changing. But we're talking about people who are actually at kind of a healthy body weight. And I think we have to be careful not to just think about women and girls with this. We see this a lot in boys. We're talking about kind of, you know, the megorexia, which is where rather than trying to be thin, they're trying to get these huge muscles. And
I have three sons. I'm aware of this.
And, you know, the 20 protein shakes a day, the 16 eggs, and you're just like, seriously, you know, and it is, I see that pressure on boys as well, you know, that we have this idea that there's this one perfect body type and people, as you say, getting stressed or feeling guilty or whatever.
Completely. I'm perfectly happy with my size and shape nowadays, really. I've come to that sort of equilibrium of life where I'm like, I'm grand. And I do feel that. And I find because I am happy enough with how I am, I find my relationship with food is quite healthy. Do you know what I mean? Because I'm not worrying about it or stressing about it. I kind of go, oh, I will have a treat if I want one, but other times I won't. But I'm not driven by guilt or those kind of negative emotional things to do with food. And I think an awful lot of this is tied up in our self-esteem. That seems to be driving a huge amount of it.
Well, I think it's one of those things, if everything else in your life feels like it's a bit of out of control, diet is the one thing. And we see it everywhere. Even say, for example, people maybe going through cancer sometimes have a look at, well, can I do, you know, juicing or, any, you know, whether there's any evidence for it or not. But we look at diet as when everything else feels out of our control, we look at that. But unfortunately, it's not always in a healthy way or a supportive way. But I agree with you. I think when we feel a little bit better generally about ourselves, about our lives, things like that, we have a little bit more leeway in terms of food. It doesn't become this huge issue with it. And I know in my own work over the years, I just love when people come in, they're going, I actually just feel relieved at this point.
Yeah.
And that's just a gorgeous place when you go, you can have a bar of chocolate, the world won't end.
I know exactly what you mean. Look, I actually love how you talk about food, Sarah, because you're so level-headed and I think there's so much nonsense out there about it for whatever reason. Thank you so much for coming on and joining us. That is Sarah Keogh, their registered dietitian. Do let us know if you're caught up in the skinny talk or the megorexia or any of those things, or your kids are, because I think it's very pervasive.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric Range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.